artificial human life could soon be grown in a lab after embryo breakthrough. March 2nd. Artificial human life could soon be grown from scratch in the lab after scientists successfully created a mammal embryo using only stem cells. Cambridge University mixed two kinds of mouse stem cells and placed them on a 3D scaffold. After 4 days of growth in a tank of chemicals designed to mimic conditions inside the womb, the cells formed the structure of a living mouse embryo. The breakthrough has been described as a masterpiece in bioengineering, which could eventually allow scientists to grow artificial human embryos in a lab without the need for a sperm or an egg. Do we realize the detrimental impact this could have? Number one, baby farming. Designer babies. Number two, they're going to bring back the Nephilim. Science is actively working to bring back the Nephilim. Whether this organization or the individuals at Cambridge University know it or not, the special interests will use this technology, biotechnology, to create or to recreate the Nephilim. Growing embryos would help researchers to study the very early stages of human life so they could understand why so many pregnancies fail, but it is likely to prove controversial and raise ethical questions about what constitutes human life. How many times are we being brought to this brink of what constitutes as human life? It's not hard. We are not animals, but continually evolution or scientists want us to believe that we are just another animal. If you are in an argument with an evolutionist or a person who believes in evolution over creation, ask them one question. If your dog or your pet was drowning and a random human stranger was also drowning, who would you save? It is the hardest question. I actually went on back and forth with a person who believed in evolution on the website recently. We were, 80, 85 comments back and forth. And he said he would go, it would depend on who was closer, depend on who I can get to first. That is shocking. Think about that. So if a person is drowning, about to die, the individual who I was speaking with would go for the pet if the pet was closer and let the human die. We have a substantial problem, and this is one of the main things about evolution and, of course, science. They're trying to equate us to animals, or that we are all the same. Everything is life. There is no greater or lesser. This is massively incorrect. God created us in His image. We are special. And if we don't understand where this is going to go, the very second it actually begins to happen on the mainstream, in public, it's not going to end well. Just like the very second they actually alter DNA, there is no going back. Just like the very second that man and technology fully integrate, there is no going back. Just like the very second that they create a generalized or general artificial intelligence, there is no going back. Because once those things take place, it will exponentially either grow itself or alter the human germline or the human DNA. And if that hybrid or that lab-grown human, can't call it a human, it was grown in a lab. Removing the hand of God from creation is a terrible idea, but science continually wants to do this. You have to ask the question, who in the world is funding this? And at what point does it make it okay that we are at the brink of understanding what human life is? Let me go down here. What constitutes human life? It's the simplest question. But science makes everything complicated. We also have chimeras being grown, animal and human hybrids. Once it's fully done, there is really no going back. Once germlines or DNA gets altered, things are radically going to spin out of control. And it's all by design. Don't be fooled. Now, very soon, we're going to be releasing the next episode in the Club of Rome series. You're going to want to see it. It's all about exposing the special interests. And so much more. So much more is within this series. Make sure you become a member and support us at ChristianTruther.com. I want to thank you all for watching and listening. God bless you and carry on.